Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sounds good there. We're going to set that aside for now because Spencer is with us on the phone. Mr. McGowan, good to have you with us. You're the president and senior portfolio manager of McGowan Group Asset Management. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
You too. I filled people in on some of the consumer news happening. And, you know, we've seen just such record levels of spending in stores. And I know that's carried over in malls and old shopping centers and online too, right?
Well, yeah, the preliminary numbers, almost a 19% increase in the online sales. Overall, this is a great number, up about 3.4% according to MasterCard so far in the season. And what that tells us, the wage gains are translating directly into consumer spending. At the same time, the savings rate is still going up, which is double healthy, if you will.
That's fantastic news, especially at the end of the year for retailers, right? The fourth quarter and the end of the year of the decade.
Yeah, the grand finale is, of course, propelling the Dow. This morning, we'll open at 28,700, up 90 points in pre-market trading. So, you know, the one thing we can declare about 2019, the looming recession that drove the Dow down to 22,000 this time last year, wow. Recession is no longer looming, and we could safely declare it didn't happen in 2019.
Yeah, despite those dire predictions that we heard from a lot of people who were politicizing the economic issues, you know, we heard, what was the name of that curve? The inverted whatever curve they were coming. It was on all the different news channels. We're looking at this curve, and it says bad times are ahead. That did not play out.
Yeah, the inversion was, I mean, it was rampant, the discussion that it had to be a recession. Well, it may be statistically true, but in finance, you learn that statistically true often means that you're going to get the opposite. And in this case, you know, Europe had negative interest rates, which is ridiculous. And, of course, a treasury at 2% or 1.5%, that looks pretty darn good.
We're also seeing the that mortgage rates are down, right? So a good time, is this a good time to buy a house?
We've been amazed at the recent numbers, Virginia as well. The new numbers showing that we leveled off to a more normal 3% a year appreciation on your house. It's not going up double digits anymore, but your house definitely still rising at 3%. The construction figures and building permits off the charts, double-digit increases over last year. So the real estate boom, not over yet.
That's amazing. Well, let's move into another thing people like to buy about around this time of the year, which are cars. We always hear that the end of a quarter is good, and then the end of the quarter at the end of the year is even better. So what are some things we need to be thinking about if we're shopping around for a new car?
Well, don't be going into more debt at the end of the year. I have to say that just because we manage a lot of money for clients, right?
Yeah.
So don't take on debt to do it. But this time of year, they don't want to pay the property tax. They want to clear these out. So this weekend is ideal to make your firm offer and say, if you want to sell me that car, here's my trade-in value where I believe it should be, and here's the final price. That's the offer. Call me New Year's Eve and get it ready if you like the offer. This is when consumers have the most buying power because they want to clear that out. And it should end up being a great December for the auto dealers.
And this is when you have the leverage. You know, it's been a while since I've purchased a car, but I remember when I've done it in the past, all the advice is to, you know, do your research beforehand. Is the Kelley Blue Book, do you still do all that where you look up the true cost and then you try to figure out what it is, or are we seeing people move away from that? I know we have Carvana and of course CarMax is in our backyard, have moved away from the haggling, and you kind of get a final price, it's right there, and that's what you're going to pay or not.
Well, there is negotiating power on a 2019 versus a 2020 model. I did that on my last car, and the savings was almost 10%.
Wow.
Off the price this time of year, because you're going into the new model year. So that, to me, that was one of the best bargains. And I think at this time of year, you've got the upper hand. The research is pretty easy to do now. You just Google the model and boom, it comes up both on your trade-in and the car. And you can find the best deal out there, print it up and take it with you. But you want to make that offer so you don't have to sit there all day. You just say, hey, here it is. Call me when it's ready. And
yeah.
I would imagine by early New Year's Eve, you'll get a phone call and you'll get the deal if your offer is somewhat reasonable.
I don't want to get too psychological here, but, you know, we always hear this kind of advice, and I like to get really utilitarian with people. There are a lot of people who are uncomfortable doing negotiating, and they're not exactly sure what to say. And you walk in, and these are professionals who do this all day long. You don't buy a car very often. What are some phrases or ways you can put kind of this is what I'm willing to pay into in a nice way but firm way with the car dealership?
You know, I would just write it down before you go and say, hey, here's what I found this particular car online offered for right now. It's the end of the year. Your property tax is going to be about 6% or so. And so I'll subtract that 6%. Here's my offer. And you actually just write it down and hand it to them and say, look, I'm going to let you mull this over, buddy. And my trade-in should be at this level. Call me back if you're ready to go. And they may call you to counter, but that way you don't end up having to sit there all day.
Oh, that's a great advice. Before we have to run here, since we are at the end of the year and looking ahead, people are getting a fresh start. What is one other piece of advice you might offer a consumer as they're making this transition from 2019 to 2020?
Well, the first is, you know, 7.3 million jobs available, and a million less than that are people seeking jobs, right? So you've really got the upper hand, especially if you don't like your boss. This is a great weekend to get the resume dusted off and to figure out how to get yourself a pay raise, because the pay raises have averaged 3% a year for the past 3 years. Well, that's about 10%. And if you hadn't gotten a raise in 3 years and you don't like your boss, this is the year to make that transition to a better vision and a better career.
Oh, fantastic. That I wouldn't have thought of that, but you're absolutely right. There, people are in a really good position of leverage in all different ways. The consumer seems to be in a good spot right now.
And I think especially, you know, the economy in Richmond, as we study the different areas, the upper hand and the number of jobs available from technology to financial services there, that's where it's inspiring to say, wow, if I don't like my boss or I hadn't gotten a raise in 3 years, it's time to say, what's that next step for me?
Appreciate all your insight. I hope you have a very happy new year. Spencer McGowan, President and Senior Portfolio Manager of the McGowan Group Asset Management. Thanks so much.
A pleasure. Great show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.